This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. A few years after I started listening to jazz pianist, singer, and songwriter Bob Dureau, I felt kind of sorry about a turn his career had taken. He had become the music director of an educational animated series called Schoolhouse Rock. Little did I know how clever and catchy some of the songs would be, and that he'd become better known for these songs than he'd been for his previous records. Dureau's new CD features him performing with Dave Frischberg, who we heard from earlier. Let's hear their duet on the title track, Who's On First.
Well, Bob, they finally booked the two of us in tandem. We can't come on and just sing songs at random. How will we handle this project to which we have lent ourselves?
Yeah, we've agreed to put ourselves on exhibition. It's the two of us from now till intermission. We ought to come up with a logical way to present ourselves.
We got a problem.
Partly protocol,
partly procedure,
partly pride.
Which of us is the frim-fram sauce?
And which is the shafafa on the side?
In other words, who's on first? We got a show to do here. Who's opening for who here? How do we run this date?
Who's on first? Are you the mesmerizer? Am I the appetizer? We better negotiate. Say I come up and get roaring and really tear up the place. Then you come on and get boring.
Well, that's known as a change of pace.
Anyhow, who's on first? It's really an urgent matter. Who's the former and who's the latter? We better get this straight. It's not a suggestion of who is the best or worst. It's simply a question of who's on first.
Bob Dureau and Dave Frischberg from their new CD, Who's On First. They co-wrote the hipster wannabe anthem, I'm Hip. I spoke with Bob Dureau in 1996. He told me that the idea for Schoolhouse Rock came from an advertising agency.
I went up to meet the president of the agency, and it was his idea, and his name was David B. McCall of McCaffrey & McCall. He said, my little boy can, you know, sing along with Jimi Hendrix and the Rolling Stones, but he can't memorize his multiplication tables. So I had the idea, why not put the multiplication tables to rock music and call it Multiplication Rock? What do you think? And I said, well, yeah, that's pretty interesting. And he said, well, but don't write down to the kids. Well, I learned later that he had invited other Broadway songwriters to do this task, and they came up with a more simple doggerel type of songwriting, writing down, as it were, to children.
So when he said, so what do you think, what did you really think?
I thought, well, yeah, this this could be, you know, a limited idea. But when he added, don't write down to children, the hackles on my neck arose, and I got quite intrigued. And so I agreed to tackle it, and I spent about 3 weeks before I would let myself write the first song. I thought first, looked in math books, and since I picked my first title, it was called Three is a Magic Number, I even looked in magic and occult books for the reasons that three might be a magic number.
Did you get anything from those books that
I
you
did,
used
indeed.
In the song? What'd you get?
Mm-hmm. Well, that it was one of the magic numbers, and that it was you know, embodied in certain things like the Trinity, the old sayings, the heart and the brain and the body, faith, hope, and charity, trinities of sorts. So I got mainly that, trinities. And, of course, I also was an admirer of Buckminster Fuller, so I was thinking of his triangle concept that makes construction so strong.
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number.
Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three as a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes three wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number.
A man and a woman. Now, do you think most of the people who grew up listening to your songs, and most of the people in the bands now performing your songs on the new CD, do you think that they have any idea that these weren't written and performed by people in advertising agencies or theme houses, that they were written by you, an interesting and eccentric jazz performer, and that the other songs, some of the other songs on here, are sung by interesting and eccentric jazz performers?
Yes, well, I'm sure they didn't even think about such things. They grew up and they learned and they watched. They were a captive audience, one of my partners pointed out, George Newell, because, you know, they were watching Saturday morning cartoons, and suddenly there would be this little 3-minute film, and they got hooked on them, and it actually did them some good. And as we went on in our productions, I kept bringing in some of my buddies from the jazz world. So it was a kind of a, a little bit of a underground movement there.
Yeah, well, you brought in Dave Frischberg, the singer and songwriter and pianist, trumpeter and singer Jack Sheldon, singer Blossom Deary.
Yes, Grady Tate,
mm-hmm.
A drummer who sings, or a singer who drums. Excuse me, Grady, I didn't mean that.
Now, I'd like to give our listeners who've been hearing your Schoolhouse Rock songs a taste of the other side of Bob Dureau. So I thought I'd actually play something that you recorded in concert on our show once that you've also recorded on your own records. And it's a song called I'm Hip, which you co-wrote with Dave Frischberg. You did the music, he did the lyric. And,
that's right.
And he also worked on some of the Schoolhouse Rocks. He did I'm Just a Bill. And so you recorded this on Fresh Air in 1982. This is Bob Dureau, piano and vocals, I'm Hip.
Well, I'm a hip, I'm alive. I enjoy any joint where there's jive. I'm on top of every trend. Look at me go, vo-de-o-do. Bobby Dylan, he knows my friend. We're so hip, hanging out in Malibu. Well, I'm hip, but not weird. Like you notice, I don't wear a beard. Beards wear in, but now they're out. They had their day, now they're passé. Just ask me if you in doubt, 'cause I'm a hip. Now I'm deep, deep into Zen. Meditation and macrobiotics. And just as soon as I can, I intend to get into narcotics. I gotta try some of that stuff. 'Cause I'm cool, cool as a cuke. I'm a cart, I'm a cat, I'm a kook. I get so much out of life. Really, I do Scooby-Doo-Boo. One more time, play Mac the Knife. Let her rip. I may flip, but I'm hip.
This was just a fantastic recording. And I'm really proud that you did it on our show. So,
well, thanks.
In a self-serving way, I'll just get that
I've
in.
Gotten many reports from NPR fans saying, oh, we heard you doing I'm Hip on Fresh Air.
Oh, good.
That's
good.
Great. It's lasting.
Good.
Well, that's me. That's the other me. That's what I do. I go into smoky nightclubs and play the piano and sing.
Bob Dureau, recorded in 1996. He has a new CD with Dave Frischberg called Who's On First?